with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has announced the first batch of Kennedy Center honor nominees in his new role as chairman. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Country music star George Strait and Rocky actor Sylvester Stallone lead the list of recipients for this year's Kennedy Center honors. The other honorees are singer Gloria Gaynor, the rock band Kiss, and actor-singer Michael Crawford.
The 48th Kennedy Center honorees are outstanding people, outstanding group, incredible. We can't wait.
Donald Trump, who said he was 98% involved in selecting the honorees, also announced that he will host the awards program. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Mexico has sent 26 high-ranking cartel figures to the United States. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
They were put on planes Tuesday after the U.S. Justice Department agreed not to seek the death penalty against any of them or any cartel leaders and members sent to the U.S. in February. Included in the latest deal is Abigail Gonzalez Valencia, a leader of Los Queenies, a group aligned with the notorious Jalisco New Generation Cartel. Late last month, President Trump agreed to delay threatened 30% tariffs for another 90 days to allow for negotiations. Donna Warder, Washington.
It's the latest move in a series of major deals with the Trump administration as American authorities ratchet up pressure on criminal networks smuggling drugs across the border. A jury in South Texas has found two bakery owners accused of concealing and harboring employees in the U.S. illegally guilty. Leonardo Baez and Nora Avila Gell are a Mexican couple who are legal permanent residents in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow by 463 points. This is SRN News. A court upholds a transgender ban in Oklahoma.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals says that the state's new law barring sex change operations on children is not unconstitutional and may be enforced. Legal analysts say the decision was almost certainly influenced by this year's Supreme Court ruling that cleared the way for a similar statute in Tennessee to go into effect. A growing number of states are taking up legislation that would prevent kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to help them live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head again in New York City, home to America's largest Jewish population. A woman's been charged with making threats against the students who attend Leon Goldstein High School for the Sciences in Manhattan Beach. Iman Abdul has been arrested and charged with making a terroristic threat, endangering the welfare of a child, aggravated harassment, and making a threat of mass harm. This is SRN News. Wall Street ticks higher after a worldwide rally.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street as hopes build for lower interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 463 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.1%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Traders are now widely expecting the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate in September. Stocks of home builders and other companies that would benefit from lower interest rates helped lead the way. Pulte Group and Lennar each rose about 5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $37 trillion, setting a new record. This highlights the rapid acceleration of debt on Americans' balance sheet. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.